Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
It's only fair that we get stuck into all things Ev with Dave Downey.
You're not going to stop. No,
I'm not going to stop there. I'm not going to stop. Earlier on, we were talking to Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Rappi. We're giving me everything's on Liverpool. So let's get stuck into your lot, right? Season's finished. Rumours galore. Nobody's making any announcements regarding your top Scouser in midfield.
Yeah.
You might argue that with Tom Davis being there now. What's the crack with him at the moment? What's the latest on Ross?
I think he's gone. I don't see a way back for him now because I think Ronald Koeman stated his instructions that he wanted this sewn up by the end of, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, and things just haven't progressed. He's gone on holiday as well, Ross Barkley, so... Yeah. He's certainly not sitting in an office thrashing out negotiations over it. So,
what's the holdup? What's the beef? Is it dollar?
I think it is, yeah. And I think it's assurances on Ross Barkley's part. I imagine he would see some of the money the club are going to be spending over the summer and thinking he'd want parity with those players coming in. As I understand it, he probably hasn't been offered what, say, for instance, Morgan Schneiderlin was brought in on.
Hang on a minute, right? I mean... I remember Steven Gerrard having something in his contract where if you bring somebody in, I'm on at least the same as the top earner in the club, right? Steven Gerrard's earned that. Ross Barkley, to my knowledge at this moment in time, I was like, what are Everton fans thinking about that? Has he earned that right to be able to call that shot?
Not at all. He's still got a hell of a lot to prove. And at the age of 23, you know, time's against him, which may sound like a foolish thing to say, given dad is still relatively young for a footballer, but... You know, we're still waiting for him to deliver on a consistent basis, and it hasn't happened. And you know, you look back on this season, sort of to put it in a nutshell. Before Christmas, he was absolutely useless, and we used to have conversations on the Blue Room saying maybe it's best if he does actually leave because he can't cope with the pressure of being, in inverted commas, Everton's Ross Barkley.
Yeah.
Then followed a spell of about a dozen games where he was really, really good. He seemed to have found his niche in the side. Ronald Koeman put a lot of faith into him. And then towards the end of the season, like a lot of other players as well, I'm not just going to single him out, but he tailed off. And then it seems to have hit this stalemate in contract negotiations because I know that other clubs will have inquired about him. He's wanted to see how that develops. So he's been offered a contract. He said, I'm not going to sign it yet. I want to see how these other things develop. Since he's done that, I think that those other clubs, that hasn't come to fruition. No concrete offers have come in for him. And he's found himself in no man's land, really, because Ronald Koeman said, well, listen, the clock's ticking. I need to plan for next season as well. Where are you at? And he just hasn't been able to come back with an answer. So that's where we're at this moment in time.
I don't understand what he's expecting from these other clubs and these assurances that you're talking about that he wants from Everton. If Everton have ambitions to obviously break that top six, then they are going to be in a similar place to the clubs that Ross Barkley would be touting for a move to. He's not going to get assurances from them. He's not going to be guaranteed, you're going to be playing every single week. You're not going to be the top earner at the club because you've got all these other things going on. So I don't understand what he's looking for.
No, I completely agree. I think he's been poorly advised as well. You know how agents get in these situations and are telling them one thing when it's not actually the thing that's going to benefit them in the long term. I think as well for Ross Barkley, he's probably looked at trying to assess all his options, given that Ronald Koeman's come out this season and he hasn't exactly been shy in saying, look, we're looking for a player in Ross Barkley's position. You know, Sigurdsson been rumoured for months that they're trying to get him in. There's rumours that a bid has even gone in already. So, you know, that doesn't do Ross Barkley any favours in terms of wanting to stay and be the top dog as the number 10 in the side or as the attacking midfielder in the side. Koeman wants competition for places, and I don't think that fits in with what Barkley wants. So we're at a situation...
What's he expecting at these other clubs that he's going to go to?
Exactly, I have no idea. I don't see where, you know, if you were to single out each of those top six sides above Everton, I don't see where he'd fit in. He certainly wouldn't be an automatic starter in any of them. And then the one big one, Spurs, who have allegedly inquired about him.
Yeah.
He ain't getting in
over Dele Alli.
No, not at all. The only thing I can see there is I know Christian Eriksen's been linked with a move away. I think Barcelona have been interested in him.
Okay.
If he comes in then, you could feasibly see a place for him. But I still don't see how he's any better than what Spurs could throw in there themselves. They've got a lot of talented young players. They've got other people wasting away on the bench. You know what I mean? Eric Lamella's still got to come back.
What's that young kid called? Harry Winks?
Harry Winks as well. Yeah, you've got some really good a plethora of midfielders. You look even deeper than that. You've got Moussa Dembele and Victor Wanyama.
Yeah,
you're not going to knock them
out.
Have
they still got Sissoko?
Sissoko's still there wasting away. Everton dodged the bullet there, by the way.
Yeah.
So he'd be way down the pecking order. So that leads you to think, is it a financial thing? Is he sort of looking at the club and saying, well, we've got this new owner, yeah, we want like 100k a week or whatever it is? I don't know. I don't know where his head's at.
On the flip side of that, if he is looking for an easy ride and he's not willing to compete for places, then that maybe breeds a mentality of a lesser side than where Everton are wanting to go. Mm. And you surely don't want players like that there, do you?
Absolutely not, no. I mean,
are we only really talking about this because he's a Scouser?
Exactly. This is the root of the problem, I think. And it's something I wrote about over the bank holiday about Wayne Rooney as well. I think we have a lot of sentimentality at Everton. I think Rooney built that up when he first burst onto the team. We've always been desiring...
One of our own.
Yeah, need that talisman, don't you?
To be fair, when Rooney burst on, it was like, whoa.
Exactly. But since then, it's even heightened the intensity on these young lads because there's a gap where Rooney should have been that man.
Yeah.
So we always look at the next one thinking, oh, this is the lad, this. We pin all our hopes on him. He's going to win us trophies. He's going to captain us to
all
sorts.
Well, to be fair, Ross was the next one, really, wasn't he? Was he not?
Yeah.
Was there anybody in between?
I mean, well, there was a spell when Jack Rodwell looked like he was potentially, look how his career's gone. And that's probably a warning sign to someone like Ross Barkley as well, that if you leave, look what can eventually happen to you. Tom Davis has come along. And the interesting thing about Tom Davis and how that dynamic worked was, I think Davis is a completely different animal to Ross Barkley in that it's water off a duck's back criticism, and I think he embraces being the local hero type player, whereas Barkley, I think, has shied away from that sometimes, and the pressure's really got to him. And it's funny that when Davis emerged just after Christmas, Barkley then started playing better because the focus was on Tom Davis.
Mm.
So Barkley was allowed to go and do his own thing. And he's just found himself in, like I said, no man's land at the club. And I don't see a way back for him because, as you know, and as we all know, when Koeman's mind's made up, it's generally no way back from that. So he laid that deadline down to him. It's passed. He said you can't exactly trust players who are willing to let the contract run down like this. So I don't know where he goes from here because I think there's rumours of West Ham circling around now. What stage your career in if you're looking at West Ham as a way out? You know, he needs to have a long, hard think and come back with his tail between his legs and sign up if I was Ross Barkley. But I still don't think there's a way back for him. I still don't think he'd be a guaranteed starter in the Everton side next season.
Mm. You mentioned Rooney's name there. There's a lot of noise about him.
Mm.
What's the crack on the Blue Room? How are we approaching that subject?
Is it
mixed?
It's slightly mixed, yeah. I think... Myself and Matt Jones have both basically said we wouldn't have him back, and I've changed that view in the last year. If you go back 12 months, I would have said, yeah, I'd take Rooney back, I'd bite your hand off.
Is your attitude coming from that sentimentality thing? You don't see the point of it?
This is it. I think it's a conflict.
But what about the experience of a winner in that changing room? He's won everything, man.
I agree, but go and buy one that can still play as well. That's the argument I put forward to people who are saying, well, you know, this lad's got a winning mentality. First of all, define winning mentality. You know, okay, he has it in spades, and I don't deny that. But does a player who's not at the peak of his powers at 26, 27, 28 that Everton could go and buy because they have plenty of cash now, could they not go and get that and have the playing ability as well? Rooney only started 15 games last season. He finished six of them.
Mm.
His career is on, I wouldn't say a rapid decline, but I certainly wouldn't call it steady either, because sometimes I've watched them quite closely this season. He looks like he's gone off a cliff. I'd love him in and around there. There's a 15-year-old in my head screaming, yeah, get him back. I loved watching him. But you just know that if he come back, it wouldn't be the same, because I don't think he'd be able to pull off what he used to be able to pull off.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So it's a no from me.
It's like going back to an ex. Never go back.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I compared it to Brexit. Do you know what I mean? It's like it seemed like a good idea at the time. We're all willing to get on board and do it. But when it's coming around, you're thinking, yeah, did they really make the right decision?
Yeah, don't really fancy that.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.